Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Well, most of the year, we read our scripture from the NRSV, or the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. And in the summer, we read from the Message Version, which is written in more contemporary language. Often as I read from the Message, I am surprised because of the word choice. And sometimes I laugh, and sometimes I think to myself, oh, wait a minute, what? And this happened quite a few times with today's readings. In our second reading, St. Paul writes, since we're out from under the old tyranny, does that mean we can live any old way we want? Since we're free in the freedom of God, can we do anything that comes to mind? Hardly. I'm like, aw. Well, if this isn't freedom to do just about anything we want to, then what is this freedom of life with God all about? Well, it's living in ways that move us from having sin rule our lives to living where God rules our lives. And sin, though sometimes really fun, does eventually have its negative and destructive sides. And I'm sure we all have some stories to illustrate that truth. We can save those for messy church. So what exactly is required from us in this life of freedom with God? Well, our gospel tells us that it doesn't have to be a life full of heroic acts, small acts of kindness and tenderness, all the things that usually go unnoticed but are essential to the relationships that are important to us, like giving someone a cool cup of water. All those small gestures make a difference. That seems reasonable, and that might even be easy. Then when reading the gospel, I was stopped short. Halfway through the reading, Matthew writes, accepting someone's help is as good as giving someone help. Wait a minute. Accepting help is as good as giving help? The smallest act of giving and receiving matters. Doing God's work isn't a one-way street of only giving. And this is really important. Being a follower of Jesus isn't all about us and what we do for someone else. It's also about being open to receiving help from others. And for many of us, this is hard to do. It's hard to become the one who's needing, and it's hard to accept help rather than being the one who gives the help. It can be really difficult to be the receiving one. Accepting help can get tricky. We don't want to be the one who needs help. We don't want to be dependent on anyone, and we certainly don't want to be that vulnerable. As Americans, we celebrate independence, not interdependence. We admire strength and power, not vulnerability and weakness. Yet in our gospel, Jesus tells us that receiving help is as good as giving help. Now, much of Western philosophy and theology is written from the viewpoint of the outstanding, self-sufficient individual. Unfortunately, that person doesn't really exist. All of us enter this world as dependent creatures, and we need help from people, from our parents and our teachers and our neighbors and our friends. We need this help every day of our lives, throughout our lives. In fact, this need never really changes, no matter what our age or status or how much money is in our bank account. We still need the help of others. And when we eventually grow old or become sick, it becomes very clear that we need help from other people. often like when we started out as babies. Our American ethos is that it's better to give than receive, because the powerful give. They're independent and self-sufficient. But the ethos of the gospel of Jesus is really different. As Jesus' followers, our relationships aren't based on power or status. Our relationships are based on authenticity and grace. So we don't approach each other as, I'm the helper, and you're going to be helped, all full of ourselves. It's not supposed to be that I have the power over you, so I graciously give to you. Instead, we approach each other equally in need and equally as people who can help. Every one of us at one time or another needs help. We all need to be seen, known, accepted, forgiven, and loved. In fact, all of us came to Christ in need. Now, this concept from Jesus, that accepting someone's help is as good as giving someone help, well, that keeps us focused on the fact that all we are and all that we have is a gift from God. I mean, it would be really easy to get full of ourselves claiming praise for all the good that we do, patting ourselves on the back for all that we give to the needy, and forget that all of our life is a gift and that we are needy too. In God's economy, being the one who needs help is as significant, is as essential as being the one who gives the help. I mean, to complete the action of giving, we need someone to take what we offer. Otherwise, we can't give. Living in the freedom of God means choosing to live in a paradoxical world, in a reality that really is upside down and backwards to many. It's a life where the more we give, the more we get in return. And the more we receive with open hands, the more we have to now turn around and give it away and share. You know, our faith is based on relationship. And we're in relationship with God and with each other and with strangers. And we're a community who are in relationship with the world. The freedom we get from living with God is more than just a freedom from the things not to do. It's a freedom of all the possible ways to do, ways to connect with people, to love and to serve. Because we can make a difference in our own small corner of the world, and we can share God's love and acceptance and forgiveness with all who need it. And we can make this world more compassionate, more kind, and just for all. And we can receive God's love, acceptance, and forgiveness from others. We live in a reality where everyday little things make a difference because the most important thing has already happened. Jesus. So happy Independence Day. And remember that as followers of Jesus, we are living in the freedom of God, where giving and receiving are both essential to living as Jesus has asked us to. Loving God and loving our neighbors. Giving and receiving. It's as simple as what someone said last night at the Saturday night service. It was a man who said, yes, every time I do something for my wife, and she'll say, thank you. And then I'll say, oh, honey, it's no big deal. And then she gets mad at me. Just say thank you. Receive it. It's a two-way street. Giving and receiving, and they're both equally good. Amen.